to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Here with Dr. Katie Delt, the Clinical Assistant Professor for Equine Internal Medicine at K-State. Reminder, phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. At 9:45, the last segment of the show, we'll have Wamego USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter. He'll join us over the telephone, give us a little bit of a preview about their first day of school. That's like a lot of school districts across the state. Wamego gets going this week, and exciting time. Katie, you remember your first day of school, right?
Oh, yeah. Fond memories.
I mean, maybe not the first day of school.
Yeah, but different first days of school,
right.
Definitely.
Yeah. I think if I think back enough, I do remember, I think I can remember the first day of kindergarten.
Yeah, that's a memorable one, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it was in town. It's like bits and pieces. I just remember a giant carpet that was numbered, and, you know, we all just sit in a circle and all mm-hmm. that. I remember my friends having a really cool G.I. Joe toy.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, other than that, it's a little fuzzy, but it was fun. You know what? Give us a little background about you. I understand before we went on air, you were telling me you're from Indiana originally.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm from Indiana, the Indianapolis area originally. So I did my undergrad studies and then vet school at Purdue University in West Lafayette in Indiana. So then after that, I pursued a little bit more education through doing an internship at the University of Missouri, and then kept moving down I-70 and did a three-year residency here at Kansas State. And so my residency was in equine internal medicine, as well as some large animal, like other large animal species. After that, there's thankfully an opening on faculty. So I've been on faculty as a equine internal medicine specialist at K-State for about 2 years now, a little over 2 years. So it worked out nicely to have that opening. And I've been really, really happy here. Nice university to be at, definitely.
Yeah, it's about 5 years now here in, mm-hmm. here in yep. Little Apple.
Yep.
And how does Manhattan compare to some of the places you live? Like you said you grew up around Indianapolis,
mm-hmm.
right? A little bit bigger of a population area.
Yeah, definitely a bigger population, but was in the suburbs where I grew up. The University of Missouri being in Columbia was definitely smaller, but definitely the smallest area I've lived in here in Manhattan. But a nice, have everything we need here, obviously, and then, still have bigger cities around the area that aren't too far. So, yep, it's been nice.
Here with Dr. Katie Delft, Clinical Assistant Professor for Equine Internal Medicine at Kansas State University, and talking to West Nile virus in that previous segment, talking about all sorts of great stuff. There was another Manhattan question I was going to ask you about. I'm sure it'll come
we'll
to
cycle
me here.
Through.
Oh, now I remember. It's back. It's back. It's Monday. The coffee's kicking in. But equine internal medicine, what got you into this line of work? Have you always kind of been a lifelong horse person?
Oh, yeah, good question. So, I grew up riding horses, again, on the south side of Indianapolis, and, always kind of wanted to be a veterinarian and kind of always an equine veterinarian. But it's always a transition through vet school to kind of realize what you really want to do, because I always thought kind of private practice, back in the early days of vet school. But especially through my fourth year, seeing some more kind of complex internal medicine cases definitely piqued my interest, and doing that internship as well, it kind of rotated through different sections of the hospital with internal medicine, surgery, and then like the ambulatory field service, and really, really like the internal medicine aspect of it. So that's why I went ahead and pursued kind of more advanced education in internal medicine.
Growing up riding horses, were you more on the like the rodeo end of things, or more like on the showing horses sort of thing?
More on the showing horses, so the English type riding did
okay.
Eventing and dressage. So it was definitely a transition to come here, and a lot of what we see is kind of the Western, the rodeo type horses. So I've learned a lot since being here about some of those other disciplines.
So you're skilled at like jumping over things with horses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, well, that's always, so if anything goes wrong and like your car goes wrong and you need to get a horse and go over some rough terrain, you'd be all
I'm
right.
I'm ready, yeah.
Okay, that's
maybe,
good.
Maybe not, but.
I would not be okay. I grew up on the more Western side of things. I got bucked off in a walk, trot, jog.
Oh.
I take a 4-H. Not my proudest moment.
That's okay. You always kind of grow from that sort of experience.
I did. I'm getting through it. It's still a tough memory from time to time. But,
still traumatic, yeah.
Still very traumatic. Here with Dr. Katie Delft, Clinical Assistant Professor for Equine Internal Medicine at Kansas State University, talking West Nile virus. And again, thankfully, in case you missed any of the previous segment, haven't seen any cases in the area.
Yeah, thankfully, we haven't seen any cases in our clientele area. So again, that's a good thing. But it is, again, important to think about it this time of year, because that's when we tend to see cases, is kind of starting late summer through the fall. And we've kind of previously talked that vaccination is really well protective and very important to hopefully prevent disease in our equine patients and our own horses. And so it's really important with the vaccine that the horses do have it on board, meaning that they have a good immune response before the start of the mosquito season. Because even if we would start vaccinating a horse now, they could still be bit by a mosquito even if they got the vaccine today and potentially come down with the disease just because they don't have a robust immune response yet. And so that would be the horse that's never been vaccinated before. So a lot of times we think of the West Nile virus vaccine as being kind of a spring type vaccine, but that's really so that way the immunity that the horse gets from the vaccine is most protective in the late summer to fall, to make sure that they're well protected.
And with that kind of vaccine schedule, so the time is now if you need to re-up on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we do consider it one of our core vaccines, meaning that it is a yearly and annual vaccination for adult horses. And when we, again, tend to think about the disease happening in these horses is when they're not appropriately vaccinated. And so we especially think about those young horses that they'll have some maternal antibody that they get from their colostrum, from their mom, their dam, and that should last for about 4 to 6 months. And so at that 4 to 6 month period is when we need to start vaccinating those horses. So as the maternal antibodies kind of decay in their system, that they're making their own antibodies that are going to be protective against the virus. And then after the initial vaccine at 4 to 6 months, we want to do a booster series of 2 additional vaccinations to make sure that they're well protected. And in an adult horse that's never been vaccinated before, we want to make sure that they at least get a 2-set series that's about 3 weeks apart. But again, that horse that's been vaccinated year after year still needs a vaccine kind of in the late spring or through the summer, making sure that, again, they have a good immune response before the at least the onset of the season in our area.
Is there a sort of temporary side effects with the vaccine after the first couple days, or anything to look out there for?
Normally not. We always kind of recommend watching the vaccine site. So it's an intramuscular injection, making sure they don't get any swelling. And I would say a minority of horses may feel a little puny, just like us. We get a tetanus booster or something like that. We feel, a little off. So they'll feel like that as well. But normally it's really short-lived. And it's rare that a horse would have like any sort of overwhelming vaccine reaction. So just kind of babying them for a couple days after that vaccine.
Here with Dr. Katie Delft, she's a clinical assistant professor for equine internal medicine at KSU. Also do want to remind folks that here this last segment, just in about 5 minutes or so, WAMIGO USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter will be joining us by telephone, giving us the latest on the WAMIGO School District as they start school this week, the exciting week. I know K-State gets going here either at the end of this week or next week.
Yeah, I think classes start next Monday or so, but I think freshmen start moving in this week, so that's always an exciting and busy time on campus, getting everybody moved into the dorms.
I'm sure it's an exciting time over at your neck of the woods, over at K-State Vet Med, also getting in some of those new students.
Yeah, we have our freshmen, they start their orientation today, so that's really exciting for them, and then again, the rest of the classes, the second and third years, come back next week, and then our fourth years, they started in May, so they don't really get a summer, they get a few weeks vacation through the course of their year, but they go kind of year-round, so they've been here, and they'll keep being here through the year.
And it's quite the schedule for vet for vet students at K-State. I have a few friends that are still in that program or been through the program, and it's intense.
It's quite intense. Rigorous. Yep, definitely.
What's maybe just some back to school advice here with Dr. Katie Delph? What's some big tips that you might have maybe for the vet students?
Yeah, so big tips would be kind of keeping on top of the study material. A lot of times you think kind of back to first week, but especially as vet students, you know, we start kind of giving some intense information already. So making sure that we don't get behind on studying in that first week. So that way, again, you're not behind the rest of the semester. But I think it's always important too to think of like kind of work or school life balance too. So making sure, you know, getting out exercising or doing whatever kind of stress relief you have throughout the school year. So making that a priority, not too much that you're not studying at all, but definitely having some sort of kind of school life balance as well.
Life balance. Those are two very important words that I think no matter what you're doing, it could always be a struggle trying to find that, but especially for the vet students, because it is intense. I'm always amazed by how much studying they got to do for tests. I mean, just all the time. I mean, it's just there's not a lot of off time for you guys.
Yeah, but definitely is. It's kind of a once the semester gets started, definitely something that they need to keep up with. But yeah, I agree. I think the life balance is definitely important for all of us, like you say. But definitely as a vet student, it's kind of important to start those you know, priorities now, and then hopefully as they progress through practice, that they have a good good stress relief that they can have, because it definitely is a strenuous profession.
And there is light at the tunnel, at the end of the tunnel. You've been through it. You got through it.
Yep, definitely. Yep.
Your living testament.
Yeah, yep. If I could get through it, everybody can get through it too.
Here with Dr. Katie Delph. And one more thing, just going right back to the West Nile virus topic that we were going over. One thing I do want to make sure we get to real quick. If folks are interested in getting a vaccine and bringing their horses, can they go by K-State VetMed and get this done?
Absolutely. Yep. So we can do vaccinations at the hospital, and then we do have field service as well. So if we're in the you know, in the area of Manhattan and a little bit further, we definitely go on the farm too and can vaccinate on the farm. So yeah, different avenues of doing that, and certainly you know, through K-State or through your regular veterinarian as well, can ask more information about West Nile or the vaccine. Absolutely.
Very good. Anything else before we let you go?
I think that about covers it.
All right. And that was your first ever radio, and you're natural.
It was, yes. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Katie Delph, Clinical Assistant Professor for Equine Internal Medicine at Kansas State University. We come back, we'll have Walmigo USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter on the phone with us. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.
ESB Financial, member FDIC, equal housing lender, has new solutions to help you grow your money with